Okay, all right, we're on the air. Things are running.
I bought it with you.
We're going to come to some kind of semblance of order, which is as close as we get to being organized around here.
Two meetings that have order. That's disgusting. Yeah.
completely out of that.
Yeah, out of the norm. Can't have too much of that, Scott.
So we got a lot of people here again. For those who don't know, I'm Scott, and this is my wife, Yuya, and she's agreed to come in to us.
Hi.
Come in and talk to us about the changes in your immigration status. I don't know if there's anything that we have to deal with right up front. Probably not, because we have no semblance of organization here.
Yes, there is something.
What have you got?
I would like to know, because there's so much bad information out there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How do you know what you say you know?
Okay, well, we're gonna get into that. You're gonna have to watch out for Bob's questions, because they're pretty loaded. Yuya's been working.
The lawyer, he never was.
Yuya's been working in this town for years, helping people with things like their immigration status, their trust papers, translations. She's worked as manager at two of the gated communities here, both Loma del Mar and Cuesta del Sol. And she runs her own independent business now as an administrator, helping people with these types of things. She's got an intimate relationship with with me.
No, but not
intimate.
But
she's
got
a really good relationship with immigration office in Guaymas. She knows them on first name basis.
I think we all do.
Yeah. Yeah, but you don't smile when you say.
I do.
And they really appreciate you, yeah, many times down there, because she's helped people get their stuff organized so that they can always give you good answers instead of bad answers. So I'm going to put it over to Yuya. She's ready to answer any questions you have.
I'm ready to answer any questions. She's just a little thing first. As a lot of you know, that the law has changed on November 9, 2012. The law has changed. So now you new status, they don't call FM3s anymore or FM2s. Now they are called, the FM2 goes to full-time resident, and the FM3 is a temporary resident of Mexico. So they're not calling them anymore FM3 or FM2. If you have right now an FM3, you are a temporary resident of Mexico, and if you have a status of an FM2, it goes to full-time resident of Mexico, which is translated like to a green card.
Similar to a green card.
Similar to a green card in the United States.
Tourist status is still the same, right?
Tourist status is still the same. You get your visa. You are good for 6 months in the country, and that's it. Supposedly, that's going to change, that they're going to put a new system that tourists only can be in Mexico for 6 months. And if you go on trying to apply for when that visa runs out, and if you go to try to apply for a new one, they're going to deny it. So that's the reason of these changes.
Do you have to stay out of the country then for 6 months before you can get another one?
That's right.
You can get one every 12 months.
You can get one every 12 months because you are just a tourist.
That's when they get the computer right.
That's when, which, believe it or not, they get in it together. They put it together. And I have seen a lot of changes over there, and they can bring names in there that, they put it together. So at some point, they're going to have it all together. So so that's the difference. That's the big change right now. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I missed your question.
Well, we have a six-month visa.
Tourist
and
visa. You get at the border.
And 3 months later. And you're saying we can't do that. We have to wait 6 months before we can get another.
What if you turn that visa in and leave? Do they cancel it at that point to show that you only were in 3 months?
Yes.
You could get another one.
That's right.
For the other 3 months.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, that's interesting.
Until they get the computer working. Once they got your name in the computer, or your number.
But it sounds like.
Number. Yeah, they got it in there. But if you turn that paper in, they'll cancel it. Just like an automobile when you leave and you turn in that paperwork.
you know, they'll cancel that off that motorcycle.
Okay, but they don't want you turning right around and coming back in.
Right.
That's well, but we're still later. Talking about a 6 month period of time that you're allowed to be here. And if I'm understanding the question correctly, what you're saying or what we're assuming is correct is that you could stay here on a 6 month visa for 3 months, go and turn it in, and then come back at another time within the next 6 months and get a visa for 3 months.
That's correct. That's correct. That's assuming that.
For how long?
6 months. 6 months, 6 hours. Mhm. Yes. Uh-huh. That's the big change right now that is going on. That if you want to be in the country for more than 6 months, you want to be here 7 months of the year. They are pushing you now to get this new status. They wanted to know who is staying where and for how long of a period of time. Right now, they don't have a really good system to do that. So they are pushing all these new laws to be able to do that at some point, to see, oh, we have this many residents in San Carlos. And we have, right now, they only have tourists. You know, all the people that live here, most of the people that they have houses, they have interest in Mexico, they keep getting their visas. Well, they are not tourists anymore. You know, you are resident of Mexico, so you have, you know, so that's the reason for these papers, to show that you are a resident of Mexico, and it gives you a lot of leverage too. I mean, if you get in trouble or something like that, it's, you know, if you're a tourist, but if you are a resident of Mexico, you can prove, you know, have an interest in this country. I like this country, and you have rights. Yes, right now if you keep going and getting your visa, you're just a tourist in Mexico, you know, I mean, not that that is not important, you are very important too, but, you know, you have a little bit more right with this one.
Yeah, we have a question here.
Yeah.
When you purchase land here, does that make a difference to your status? Are you a resident more than if you are just renting?
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yes, you do, and there are right now, they're going to try to push it to the notaries and to the cities, wherever you buy your property. They're going to push it to make them ask you to go and get your temporary residency.
Okay.
Yeah, in matter for you to purchase any kind of
land. But that's not the rule right now.
That is not. No, that is not.
Let me raise the real question. The real question that has come up, and I have to tell you, I'm not sure of any answer, maybe you do, but the question is, if you get the permanent status and you're driving an American car and you want to go south, are you legal? And can you get a permit to go south? And just this week, I was told by immigration that that's not their issue. That's up to the aduana, and it's an open issue that is not resolved. So if you have permanent status and you're driving an American car with an American driver's license, it's questionable if you can go south into Mexico. And the other problem you have that you have a grace time here in Sonora, only in parts of Sonora because they had the free zone in Sonora. If it weren't for that, then you'd have to have a permit for your car. And my understanding is it's not been resolved yet. But you have a permanent status, whether or not you can drive an American car. So, and then that raises a second question. If you're not legal, is your insurance legal?
No.
Well, doesn't the permit at the 99K deal with that?
Say again?
The permit you get at the 99K?
The permit you get from immigration has nothing to do with the aduana. The aduana controls the cars. And, for example, you get a permanent immigration status, and that's forever.
Okay. But if you were driving
now,
down
you
the want highway.
To go south, how many years are they going to give you to drive an American car south?
I mean, if you go down and stop at that 99, I guess, and go in and pay the $300 for a new car or whatever it is, $500, and then get a permit for $45, put that on your windshield, you could drive anywhere. Nobody's going to stop you with that, right?
No, but the problem is if you have a permanent status, not a temporary status.
You don't have a tourist passport at that point. You don't have a tourist visa. Mm-hmm. You may have a temporary resident visa. And that is that in question if you're a temporary resident?
No, not if you're temporary.
Okay, what is your question?
Let's bring this all around to a question we can answer.
And the question may not be answerable because it's not yet been resolved. If you have a visa or if you have a temporary, you drive an American car and anywhere in Mexico with a permit.
Mm-hmm. There's a way to get permission
to
drive anywhere in Mexico.
Yes. Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Now, if you have a new permanent, you went from an FM3 to a permanent, which they require, then there is the open question of what car you can drive throughout Mexico.
Mm-hmm. So you've dealt with this issue already. Yes. What do you know?
To understand that immigration... the immigration and aduana, they are completely two branches of the government. Like, you know, everybody knows that. So, at some point, they got together and they agree if you have an FM3 before, before all these changes, that you could, as long as your FM3 was good and you were still here in Mexico, that your little permit from aduana, as long as you will keep renewing your FM3 every year, you could keep your car in here, no problem. And you can drive it all over Mexico and everywhere that you want it. So with the new reason, we have, tourists that come all the way to Empalme, they are free to drive their cars all around here, all the way to Empalme. And if you want to Empalme, you know, go down south to Mexico, you do got to get all Mexico permit now. Okay, and
Chester
person is still open that question about what I do if I'm a now that I'm a permanent here in Mexico and I want to drive my car down south. Where as long as your temporary resident, the temporary resident will not expire. That's the first thing. That car that we're gonna issue to you does not have expiration date. It has 10 years. That you have it for 10 years, but in reality, when you see it, it's like, where's the expiration date? And they're like,
I'm sorry, do you mean the permanent or the temporary?
The temporary resident.
Okay.
Car doesn't have expiration date. Mm-hmm. So you can play, they have it open. They have this big window right there open that they don't know what they're going to do. So they are saying, that's what immigration officer has told me is like, look, as long as they don't get in trouble or anything, they can drive the car wherever they want, as long as the car is legal, it has insurance, and it has a permit to drive it all around Mexico. It's not a, they don't feel like it's going to be an issue. At some point, they feel like they're going to come together again and have an agreement. Right now, they don't. I'm sorry, right now, they don't have an agreement between immigration
and the law. I just am in the process of getting my temporary.
Mm-hmm.
I had an FM3 that had 2 more years,
mm-hmm.
so I get a temporary with 1 more year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that means I can, no problem at all, getting a permit to drive my car anywhere.
Yep, that's right.
And but my temporary is not forever.
Mm-hmm.
It expires in 1 year.
Yes.
At that time, I have a choice. I can leave the country, turn in my temporary, and go to a consulate in the U.S. and get another temporary.
Well, I'm
but
sure
that would be for 4 years.
Yuya's going to get into that, but I do want to make a distinction between that. You're saying that the temporary hasn't no expiration date on it.
I don't think that's correct.
And Chester's saying
it'll expire. The new immigration status, the one that you get, that you are a full-time resident of Mexico, does not have an expiration date.
Okay, but go back to the car permit.
The car permit, they had, supposedly, if you have get it with your last FM3, it's going to have the same expiration date as your FM3. And automatically, it will be changed as soon as you change your status of, you get your new FM3 or your new status. Supposedly, it has to change automatically. Go back. Go to that new FM3 and have that time of renewal the whole year again, or 2 years, or 3 years, how 4 years, depending how many years have you get your...
So you're saying that when we go to Empalme and get a permit to drive down south...
It's, if you go to Empowerment to get your permit, it's only for only Sonora. They do not issue all Mexico permits in Empowerment.
See, it's a good thing I'm in this group,
only.
Too, because I don't know what's going on as far as immigration goes.
If you go 10 miles down the road, it goes 10 miles down the road past Empowerment, and you pull into the station down there, there you get a permit to go out all of Mexico.
No, it's for only Sonora.
Really?
Uh-huh. That one right there.
Has anybody had a different experience?
Yes.
It's for only
you had a different experience.
Well, then it's changed.
Okay.
That's what I'm,
there are three types of car permits. One is the pre-zoned, which is Sonora, part of Sonora only.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Basically.
That's here, right?
I think we're all familiar with that.
Okay. If you want to go through, you want to go out through.
I want to go to Mazatlan.
Let's say you want to go to.
Sonora River Valley.
Yeah.
I'm not scared of the drug wars. I'm going.
You want to go to Sonora that's not facing Sonora that's not covered by the free zone.
Right. Well, that's Sonora only.
That's Sonora only.
Right.
Then, if you want to go south beyond Sonora, now you need an all of Mexico.
Uh-huh. Right. But you're saying you've been able to get all of Mexico in Empalme.
I got an all of Mexico with an FM3.
In Empalme.
Yes.
In Empalme.
Yes.
No, it's south of Empalme.
South.
Well, it's just south.
Yeah.
You want me to break out Google World here?
No. There's a station along the highway that you pull over and you get a...
But aren't we talking about the same station?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It is. It's the same. It's only one.
Remember, we're not organized. So.
It's only one. I think it's 98 kilometers.
My friend had an American car, an FM2 with a work permit. And he could not get on all of Mexico sticker.
Mm-hmm. It might be because his FM2 was about to expire.
No, it
was, so he had an FM2, you said.
And it wasn't about to expire, he had a work permit. He had the FM2 and the right to work.
Could that have been a situation where the left hand didn't know what the law was?
Yeah.
I think that's what we're dealing with
all
the time.
We've
got immigration over here and Iguana over here.
Yeah.
When you say American car, do you mean a car purchased in the States, or do you mean a car that is licensed in the States?
A car that is titled and licensed in the United States.
Okay.
A U.S. plated car.
Okay, so...
Okay, let's get a little bit of our language straightened out, because I'm getting
it's
a little confused, and I live with
getting...
So, if we're referring to FM2 and FM3, let's assume we're referring to the old status. And let's let you use temporary and full-time status as the new terms for your new status.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime we say FM2 or FM3, let's refer to people that are still on the old status. Okay, just to keep it clear.
Mm-hmm.
And my mind just wandered. I don't know what my other point was.
No, like, you know.
Oh, the American car. If we say American car, let's just assume it's not a Mexican car.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe it's a Canadian vehicle.
Well, but what I'm just saying is I've seen Americans with Sonora plates.
Sure.
That becomes a Mexican car?
That's a Mexican car.
That's a Mexican title.
You can always import your car. You know, I mean, as long as it's 10 years old, you can always import it and have it.
Well, there are some stipulations.
There are some stipulations, but you can always do it.
For new cars.
But,
that's why I'm asking. Mm-hmm.
Another car.
And then, do we buy in Mexico and get Mexican plates?
You don't have to.
9 months, or do we want to?
What's your status?
Yeah.
What's your status?
I have a question.
Are you permanent or
no,
temporary?
I'm a tourist.
You don't want a Mexican plate.
Well, I'm trying to change the tourist to a camp. I mean, if I spend 9 months
there. If you're going to go camp, I would still go with a Mexican car. I mean, with American car.
There's other issues about cars.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even get licensed in the United States to get a Mexican car up there. I have a motor scooter, and I can't get licensed because it doesn't have certain things.
Right.
First of all, on insurance, I can tell you, because I've looked at it very carefully, in the United States, in Mexico, probably any place in the world, if you are not legal, your insurance is no good.
That's the end of that, right?
That's
there.
Correct.
That's what
that's
most
correct.
People forget. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And that's true every place. Okay, the question I have for you is, you said that if you keep your temporary, I had an MP3, I'll be honest, and I dropped it. We're coming down for 8 months, now we're coming down for a month.
Okay.
Okay, basis. And I dropped it, and I had a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Immigration and the head of the immigration told me, you have to have an temporary status. Well, I know that is not true.
No.
That is not true, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay. However, go back and get an FM3 because the law has changed.
Temporary status.
Heard I'm going to be penalized.
You will. Yeah, they have you in file. And as I told before, I told you guys before, they're getting really good about filing paperwork now.
Okay.
And they're going to have your name in it. And if you file for paperwork, they're going to see that you're there. And they're going to say, no, you cannot have it, and this is going to penalize you. And right now, the penalties are really high.
Now, wait, is the penalty because you didn't drop it correctly?
And I think that's what
no
it is. If you went and, like, issue them, turn it in, I say, I don't want this anymore for various reasons, and they give you a letter.
You got
yeah.
You better run out and just got to turn it through.
You just let it expire and go.
Yeah.
No,
okay,
that's
so.
That's why you're still in the
future.
Yeah.
And that's why you'd be penalized.
That would have you been a. What was that?
What if you tried to get property and didn't get a letter?
They have to issue you a letter. That's what some people they do not know that they have to issue you a letter saying that you have that you went to the proper channels and you have complied with the law that you don't want it anymore for several reasons. They have to issue you a letter and that way you will keep it. If you want to do it again, you say, well, I'm coming back now and I want it again, so it is a letter. So they will you will show to them, that.
Now with a new temporary. Which is basically what we're going to do. If you're turning that in, my understanding is you have to turn that in and click 29.
Yeah. Can I explain that? I had three. I went to immigration here in Wyoming. I told them I'm leaving the country. I do not want to remain. They canceled it here. They gave me the list. Said I was canceling it. I was leaving the country. When I got one, I turned at 21 on my.
Okay. The letter got you the 21.
That's why I am to get 21 to get out. That's why they won't take it here. Because I'm doing here in 21. So
that's right. Good to keep a copy, Phil.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Our FM3 is now expired.
Mm-hmm. Against
the
matter,
you have to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a decision to make because
they're
going to force you to become. That's right. Uh-huh. That's right. What are the options if you don't want to become? So I want to go through the process of becoming.
Mm-hmm.
What are people's options if they choose not
to? Can we add to that? I think the only reason you wouldn't want to become permanent at the moment is the question about the car.
The car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like that would be a drawback.
That's open.
I just faced that this
open.
Week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm getting a 1 year temporary.
Mm-hmm.
I have to turn that in at the border at the end of the year. And if I want a permanent, then I can get a permanent. But if I want another temporary, I've got to go to a consulate in the U.S.
Right.
And apply and go through the hoops in the U.S. at a Mexican consulate.
That. But why would anybody want to go?
The through? Reason why I wouldn't want to do that is because they don't have this car issue resolved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but for you, that's a real personal thing. For me, I'll take the bus if I want to travel south or do something. So for me, I'm just looking at residing here.
So what process do you need to go through to get the permanent from the
FM3? Mm-hmm. I've had it for 3 years. Now I'm going to have to do my FM, my
Okay, let me tell you something in here. I have some sheets in here.
Oh, she's come with information.
Yeah.
Oh, good girl.
If you press 1, 1, 1. That's right. No. Did everybody got one? Did everybody got one over there?
They say they all have to be
Now, last year, all I had to translate was credit, debit.
If you become a permanent resident, you need your own property.
If you are getting it for
you need to ask me about that. I'm not sure how that works.
Because
you're definitely not a Mexican citizen if you're a permanent resident.
Yeah, and it has to be translated. Yeah, that's really expensive.
What they're doing is they're saying we're changing the law, and they're going to retroactively
permanent.
Earlier.
Well, they always penalized you if you didn't turn your record.
Mm-hmm.
No, but now they're changing the status.
They're having temporary.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, that now they are going to start asking, you know, notaries and people who sell in their houses, if they sell them to the U.S. Citizen or a Canadian citizen, they're going to ask them if they have, what kind of status they have in the country. And if they don't have an FM3, they're going to, you know, they're going to tell you, give the option why you don't go and get you an FM, you know, one of these documents, matter for your taxes to be lower when you try to sell your house. Or, you know, or you're not a tourist anymore. They wanted to try to do that. That's the reason for this new change. But yes, I'll ask you a question. Yes, that's one of the things that they have told me, that they're going to, if when you sell your house, if you have one of those that you have, do you prove that you've been in the country for 5 years, that you are resident here, and that your taxes are going to be lower when you sell it? So when
you
buy
that again?
Oh, when you buy in a house, too.
Are you saying that if we have permanent status,
mm-hmm.
then if we go to sell our property, it will affect the tax rate of that sale?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? That's something I haven't heard.
It will be lower.
Why would they be going to, be lower?
It will be lower. Uh-huh.
I would think that the reason they're doing all this is so they can make more money.
That's only for today. That's down the road.
Oh,
and yeah.
Start coming
uh-huh.
Just setting you up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because
you'll pay more to get the
permit. If you become a permanent resident, can you buy property without having a?
No, if we still
trust. Good. You still have to have a trust.
Just because we live in a coast town. Uh-huh. And that's that is in our constitution. You know, right. So yeah, you still need to have. That's something to do with trust. Did she has a trust? I think that has to do with where she has the trust and what kind of trust that she has. And in her trust, she said that a beneficiary, and hopefully it's her. Then that's it. Yeah, that's it. Doesn't affect anything. No. That doesn't matter. The trust is a different.
This is great. Uh-huh. We're bringing a third topic. Now we've got immigration, Edwana, and banking.
Okay.
Got it.
Uh-huh.
They will have to see the lawyer and
get
the trust changed.
Yeah, trust. You should have the trust changed to their name.
Yep.
I have another question. Okay. Yes.
Okay. What do you have?
She has an FM3.
Okay.
Depending on what your FM3 says, on the back of your FM3, it has an expiration date. Down below the expiration date, it has one name, one number of renewal. you are amped. If you are in renewal number one, you can only get it for 2 or 3 years. If you are in renewal number two, you need to get it for 1 year. And if you are in renewal number three or number four, that is when you can get it for 10 years. And it's not a way that you can get it only for 1 year, or, you know, I just want to get it for, it's not an option. You have to change the status.
So the decision is made.
That's right. You have to count full-time residents. It's not a question. In case that you do not want to do it, you say, I don't want to become a full-time resident. Like Chester, I have my concerns about me driving my car in Mexico and how that is going to affect me. Then that they're going to, you're going to go there before it expires and tell them that you do not want it anymore.
Phyllis's experience.
Like Phyllis's experience, they're going to issue you a letter. They're going to grab that FM3, they're going to keep it, and they're going to give you a letter and say, keep a copy of this, and this, go and get, give it at 21.
Yeah.
You will go and get it in 21. Yeah. But if you do want to get it again, you say, no, but I really want to get it again. So you do need to go to a Mexican consulate nearby you and wherever you live. If you live in Arizona, you can go to San Phoenix and Nogales. You live in New Mexico, you can find a Mexican consul nearby you, and it's really fast. It's like a day, and you have a status.
Can I ask a question? Do you keep returning back to the temporary status because getting permanent status is just dialed in?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
If you're, I mean, basically what she's beating around the bush at is that your next renewal, if your card matches up with those things, you're ready. Going through the process.
What's the process?
So what does she need to do now? Say her card says she's going to go for permanent residency.
What
next.
Do you need from me?
Mm-hmm. What does she need to do next?
Okay. We have to prove to them that you have enough income to live in Mexico. As a retire.
What if you don't meet that requirement?
What is the requirement?
$2,000,
I think.
It's around $2,000.
How much a year?
$2,000 a month.
A month.
Uh-huh. $3,000 if it's you applying for the couple, wife and
so we actually bring in one other issue here, why you might not want permanent status, is that right? Or do you still, are these income requirements for temporary status as well?
No.
Only for permanent.
Your bank account amount is for the temporary status.
Uh-huh, that's right. Your bank account amount is for temporary. Yes. Mm-hmm. If you have enough in savings, you are okay.
What's enough?
But they still...
$3,000
for a couple.
No, is that an income?
$3,000 for a couple.
She's saying that's in savings.
It's balance.
It's a balance.
Okay,
you have to have that balance.
So for one person, how much is it to become permanent required?
Less than $2,000 a month. Balance.
One
you balance. Okay, you balance. Doesn't
You're
matter
balance.
If you don't get in like deposits or stuff like that from Treasury or wherever. But if you have a balance of $3,000 or less than $2,000 for a single person a month, a balance, you're okay. You
That's
can
money
apply.
Fitting in your bank.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. How about a brokerage account that comes in?
That's the same thing.
Yes.
It's the same thing. What was that?
Six months.
When we are applying for a full-time resident, we need to prove your income for 6 months.
Okay.
So that means six bank statements with your names on it. And if the couple is applying, both names have to be in it.
Can you do a brokerage account?
Can you just bring your laptop in and most of the time you don't get
that. That's right. Yes. Oh, yeah. No.
You know, it's all
printout will be fine from the computer. Or fax, or whatever. Yeah.
So
it's fine. Mm-hmm.
Pardon me, because I'm still confused. So what you're saying, there's a savings that you have to keep in the bank for both temporary and permanent.
That's right. Uh-huh.
And then for permanent, you need to prove your income over 6 months?
Yes. Uh-huh.
But the temporary, you don't need to.
No, you do.
So it's
for
the same
both
for
of them. It's the same thing for both of them.
6 months for both?
No. So
it's the last column.
Uh-huh.
I'm wearing my glasses. Sorry.
I still have a question.
I have a birth
register. Oh, she's got it right here.
I have a birth register.
I should be reading Bob's sheet.
About a $65,000.
Can I tell you what I just did?
In that.
My FM.
Can I do just one showing I've got six coupons?
Is
on it? Yes. I don't have to go through the six translations.
I had to give them 3 months.
You mean the 6 months? Yeah.
And the only
well,
thing that
depending on which renewal setup, as you know, it's, for 1 year is only one month. Oh, these ones. Yeah. Then that you do require 6 months. Yes. Okay. And you can print them out from your computer.
Yeah, but then they've all got to be translated.
I'm just saying,
can you do one brokerage account?
No. I printed, I printed them out.
Sure.
And
just
they
one. Yeah. Well, what I do is some people have sent me like six pages of the same bank statement. I only show the one where the deposit is, and that's the one we send out. We try to keep it only one. That's how they advise me. They're like, don't translate the whole thing. Only translate the one where the deposit is, and it shows that the balance. We don't just translate that like the 6 pages of each month. No, we only translate one. Yeah. The cost will be so high.
How much is it for each bank statement?
Okay. Can we focus some questions, maybe? I mean, no disrespect, maybe a show of hands or something.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. One thing we need to be clear, when you get in your permanent resident paper to live here in Mexico, unfortunately, to go and get that your green card, let's call it green card, and fingerprints and signatures, they do not do it here in Guaymas. They do it all the way to Hermosillo. That's one of the downsides of this whole thing, that you have to do it all the way to Hermosillo. Go out, get fingerprints over there, signature, question, they will question you over there, really simple questions. And you got to come back for that green card.
How do they notify you?
By mail. They notify you by email?
Email.
By email. Email. No mail. Yes.
Okay. I've been here, I don't mean to sound funny or anything, but 17 years, and I've seen a lot of changes in immigration.
Amen.
Right now, immigration in the United States is a hot issue. It's not decided.
Mm-hmm.
I have never seen anything in Mexico where Mexico initiates a law or a problem unless they are responding to the United States.
That's what I'm thinking too.
And I wonder, you are experienced,
mm-hmm.
but I wonder how much this is going to change mm-hmm. when the United States finally makes up their mind about immigration.
Yeah.
You do care.
There's nothing we can do today. I've got to get mine by March. So one thing I can do something.
If yours is last, you had it.
I have it last.
You said it's last.
It's doing
it. Oh, no, it's doing March. Sorry, it's doing March.
Which probably a lot of us do.
We do not know. And listen,
okay,
listen.
I want to know.
Listen, this new law that it has taken place on November 9th, it was issued by our last president of Mexico, Calderon. And they just put it in. It took him 6 years to put it in. And they just put it in November 9th.
Mm-hmm.
So, tell you the truth, the head of immigration has told me, Maria Yuya, maybe in a couple years this will change. We do not know. Everybody's immigration office is kind of mad right now because they have to go through this whole process to reinvent and to themselves to learn all these new changes. And they say, and tell you the truth, maybe in a couple years it will change. But what will not change is if you are ready and your new status, that will not change. That will stay there in place because you are with this new law, and if you require, you know, you fill out all your paperwork, you have fill out all the requirements, and you get there, this will not change.
I can come in here in mm-hmm. October and leave April every mm-hmm. year. I'm here mm-hmm. 6 months, gone 6 months. Anything changed in in my status?
No, nothing. It's still the same. It's still the same.
One of the other questions that sit on people is, when people went and paid for 4 years,
mm-hmm.
they're only getting 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
How do they get their 1 year money back?
It is a process. No. They there is a process that they can do to get it back. It will take a couple months, but they will get it back.
Well, where do they go to start the process?
First of all, they have to go to immigration. Immigration have to issue them a letter saying that they have applied for 4 years, but they only have given them 3 years for any reason they wish. And after that, they have to go to SAT. That's the name where all the federal income goes, which is in Waimakiu, and they gotta go there with a bunch of the papers and apply for this return of their money, and they will. They will return and they will send them a check.
Now, so there's a process.
It is a process for it.
One person said that they had to reapply for a second one and then go and try and get the money back from the 4 years.
Mm-hmm. All of the 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah. And they said,
oh, it seems to me that they were misinformed.
and information, they were misinformed.
Yeah, maybe.
As you can
see,
that could easily happen with us.
Yeah, yes.
I don't care. It's the same in that sense.
Yeah, it is.
They value the beginning value of the rent, not what the policy of the rent can almost divide the policy of the rent.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, this is a very step. We didn't have to raise all that money in our account until first to get the statement. So, can we pay our bills?
Sure. No, she's dependent. Who's in front of there and
who's at the desk,
at the deal, and sometimes they don't even know the law. Sometimes they don't even, you know, so it's like you have to tell them, but I do have an income. As long as you show up that they use treasuries or, you know, you have a retirement income coming in every month, you will be okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And it shows in your income. Mm-hmm. Maybe not anymore. It's depending.
Wow, that's not a fair thing to ask her to answer.
Depending how you get there. Who you get there and how knowledge you are about all this that you can argue with them.
But you don't have to do it once. That for you keep going for permanent.
Is it permanent status? I was going to ask. Was it permanent status you guys mentioned?
Oh yes, that is that is a permanent one. Yes.
So you just do it once, get your permit, you're done.
There's more bureaucrats in the United States, and so it's more work out of there.
But when you went for it, was it before the exchanges? That's what you were saying. And the previous permit you had to get re-established every year. So I'm told. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Uh-huh.
How fast will that happen? You're kind of in the same boat as, I'm sorry, I don't mean Mary, you're looking at permanent status under the new system, and you're starting with an FM2.
No, they have, but it's going to expire, right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
They have it. You have it. It's just going to expire, right? It's going to expire?
But there's always more.
Yes, because that was before. They will only give you 1 year on FM2. Now it's different. Now it's next year you will get it. Uh-huh. That's right. And this time you have to prove it for 6 months, not 1 month. Uh-huh. Sure. Mm-hmm.
last roll.
Wait a minute,
there is
somebody else.
Oh, I didn't hear. Sorry. Last roll. I have been through once. My wife has gone through endometrial cancer for about 2 years before. But she was clean as far as her follow-up things were concerned. But she had to go back during the period of time where we were going to lose something for not a treatment, but the second. So they, somebody that supposedly was the man said, well, what you need to do is stop the blue that biomarker.
From the one,
And tell him that the situation is in your room. And you did. But then we found out what they did was they get away with all of them too.
They did what?
They canceled the second three.
They canceled the second three. When we asked, when we explained the situation, and we just wanted some kind of paper or something that would.
Because you were in, you were in the processing transition.
We will go beyond the 30 days.
We're going beyond
the 30 days because of her having to go back. So. Then we found out that situation. So this time when we came back, we just got to do something. Because supposedly we didn't have
to
do
anything. Were there any restrictions on getting a visa? Did they say, hey, you just said
no.
No. Because it happened in 2011.
Well, am I wrong in assuming that you're fine then? Because
I'm okay.
He has to start again though on the
but he has to start again anyway, right?
No matter what.
No matter what, you have to start again.
Yeah.
He was in process of getting it started again, and during that time period had to go back.
Renewing it.
Right.
Oh, you were renewing it?
Yeah, I already had it for like 3 or 4 years.
So now he's got to go back to one.
And you were renewing it.
Oh, wow.
No. It would have. But they
But who canceled?
They explained what was going on at 21.
In what language?
Well, but they spoke and so I don't know what they did, but when we came back, we found out. You know, we were told just get some kind of a pass thing and explain that, you know. And when you come back, then you can do the other thing, even though you're beyond the duty of the
Well, maybe the best way to start this question is it possible to do that? Is it possible to leave while you're in process?
Yes, it is. As long as, if you have your FM3s in process, and in any office, and you have to leave for some reason.
Right.
If
he
you're
hadn't gotten it for them.
Oh.
It was soon to be processed while they were out of the country.
But we weren't at the 30-day interval where you can do that yet.
So you couldn't start the renewal.
Don't matter. If for some reason you have to leave and your FM3 is about to expire, like says, you have to leave now. And your FM3 expired by the end of March, you have 60 days after your FM3 is expired to renew it. As longer you can prove that you were outside the country when it expired.
Passport stamp.
Passport stamp, or they will give you a little, when you come and end, you have to stop, it's not all the way, in 21 or wherever port of entry you come and end, and explain to them that you come in and you come in with an expired, you know, expired document. So they will issue you a little, similar to a visa, but little one with your name, your FM3 number, and with that, and they will stamp it with the date that you coming in, and with that we can show to the immigration office that you were outside the country when it was expired.
Stamp, stamp.
Uh-huh. but you had 60 days after UFMP was expired. Yeah, if you are out of the country, if you are out of the country.
Sounds like they legally canceled it.
At least you don't have a fee to pay. You're not going to get fined.
Yeah, no.
You, at the very least, you didn't.
Right.
Yeah, you jumped through some hoops that have protected you in some way.
Yeah. Seems like you're okay.
That's
right. I don't know
he's
what
be
they
starting
did,
over.
Yeah. So, but if you do not have one and you want to get one, the nearest Mexican consulate to get one, if you do not have one, you have never had one, or if you had one and you have canceled it and you want to get it again, the nearest, you have to go to the nearest Mexican consulate in the state. And the nearest one is Nogales, Arizona. And they do it in a day.
This is the biggest change, isn't it?
This is the biggest change.
The biggest change
you cannot,
between status before and now is how you get your status
for
the first time.
That's to get a temporary, if he wants a temporary.
But you can get permanent.
He can get the permanent here.
It's because they already have an FN, you know, the other
document.
I can't, I'm trying to figure out.
Like, for say, you don't have any.
What's the advantage of getting a permanent over temporary? Why would you go to the trouble of getting a permanent?
You don't have a choice.
If you
don't have a choice.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
really
you say, you have a visa, right? You don't have a document yet.
But if, how long does a temporary last?
It's infinite at this point. Is that
right?
No,
the temporary,
the permanent
is an infinite. Okay. But in matter to get a permanent, you got to go through the process to get a temporary first.
Okay.
See, that's the same process we had before. You could get an FM3, and how long did you have to have an FM3?
5 years.
Yeah.
And then after, you automatically can apply for an FM2 and get this immigrante status.
Okay. The only difference now, like you want to apply for the first time.
Yeah.
You go to the Mexican consulate and say, in Nogales. You say, I want to apply for a change of status from tourist to a temporary resident of Mexico. They say, okay, how many years you want it? That's the big change that you can, from the beginning, you can say, oh, I want it for 4 years.
Okay.
They will issue for you for 4 years, which at the end of those 4 years, you can update it to permanent resident. Updated?
No.
That's the point.
Yeah.
You cannot stay temporary.
At least
with this new law, you cannot.
From what you just explained is that if you have some reason that you want to maintain temporary status, then you start from scratch again. You cancel your temporary status. You cancel your temporary status. You go back to the United States. You go to Nogales and you go through this process, bank statements and basically verifying you as meeting temporary status. So you have to jump through all those hoops again. Like
okay,
you're getting it
this
for
is
the
information
very first
for
time.
That.
Okay, but,
like,
but what you're saying is if you have temporary status, you cancel that temporary
that's
status.
Right.
Then you can do temporary status all over again.
That's right, but it's before, in
no,
the past, if you're doing FM3 and you did it for 5 years and you didn't want an FM2, you're just going to do it. You could take care of all that here in once.
Okay, but, I mean,
Do you understand what I just said?
Yeah, I do, but I'm also a tax accountant.
Right.
And worry of the American government. And I'm thinking that I would be better off to just keep doing that temporary over and over again, expecting the U.S. government to say, okay, you're a permanent resident in Mexico, let me cut off this, that, and the next thing, and up your taxes on this, that, and the next thing.
Oh, well, that's,
yeah,
you know, that's a different issue.
Yeah, that's,
I don't
know.
You'd have to speak to your American lawyer.
Yeah, really. I mean,
what we're trying to outline the differences between what we were doing before and what we're doing now.
Yeah.
And one of the key differences is, if you're going for the equivalent of an FM3, you're going for this temporary status for the very first time, then you need to do it in the United States.
Okay.
That's how the process starts.
Yeah, okay. And a Mexican consulate.
And Yuya's got a list of the things you need to go to the U.S. consulate with to start this process.
Mm-hmm.
Then if for some reason, like Chester's got his concern about the car,
right.
So he wants to maintain his temporary status. Yeah. There is no way to maintain it from here. Mm-hmm. You have to cancel it here. You got to go back to the United States and start from scratch again.
But you can still do that.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
You okay. can still
yes.
do that.
Yes. Oh, yes. No, not at all.
The way I come in with a visa, is that indefinite? Can you keep on doing that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
ever,
still
every,
the same.
Every
no.
Every
as long
six
as for
months.
6 months.
Yeah. Nobody's going to say, hey, you've been doing this for 10 years.
Oh, no, no. Oh, no.
Whether
no,
they ever
no.
check your visa, I've never been checked.
Yeah.
They're getting
we have
better. Nobody's right. ever looked at my visa.
We've got another
yeah,
question back here.
My question is, if you're going to become tax implications here in Mexico, you become a permanent resident?
No.
No. No, no taxes.
Do they have income tax here?
Yeah. We do, but you guys don't apply. No, you're retired. You're retired.
Let alone the effective,
uh-huh.
yeah.
You're not making any money here.
Yeah, you're not making any money in here. You bring it in, which, you know, doesn't get taxed, you know, when
you're
retired.
You're not taxing worldwide income
no.
here.
No.
Well, you are, but only if you're a citizen.
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, permanent resident is not a citizen.
Yeah.
No, no, it is not.
You can't vote.
It is not.
How do you become a citizen?
After you finish with 10 years of being a temporary, you know, full-time resident, you can come on
Mexico. Yeah. But then, I, then I've got the same issues with the car as Justin.
It's minimum. It's minimum.
Okay.
You know, minimum.
You've got another question back
no.
over here.
No. You don't get it. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are two different
status. Those are just two different, yeah, two different status. The first one is if you are tourist visa. That's right.
So is your question, if you're on a tourist status and you want to go for permanent or for temporary status, then can you go to Nogales, turn in your visa, and turn right instead of getting a temporary, or do you have to wait 6 months before you go for temporary?
Sure. Mm-hmm. What's
that question?
I'm sorry.
The question is, if you're already on a tourist status,
uh-huh.
you've been here 6 months,
mm-hmm.
but you want to get on temporary status,
mm-hmm.
you go back to Nogales, turn in your visa, can
uh-huh.
you turn right around and get on temporary status
yeah.
with the
yeah.
You don't have to do the 6 month wait.
You gotta go to the Mexican consulate. You don't have to wait 6 months,
day.
No. And one day was
if you need tourist status again, there's a 6 month waiting block between each time you ask.
Which
right.
they I was advised that they're gonna put it together. They haven't yet. So you can still get your 6 month visa, you know, but we don't know when they're gonna stop that. When they're gonna say you already.
So your point is with the tourist visas,
mm-hmm.
is that up till now people have been going back to the border. They've been turning right around with a new visa.
Mm-hmm.
Your point is they should never have been able to do that, and now they're starting to get computerized, and there's no telling when they are gonna be able to tell that you haven't been out
mm-hmm.
of the country for 6 months.
Yeah. That's the only thing that it will change in the future.
Mm-hmm. So if we stop at 21 on the way out of the country in 6 months and turn in our
mm-hmm.
visa, we can't then come back and do a U-turn
mm-hmm.
and get another 6 months.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And actually, you never were supposed to be able to do
yeah,
that.
You
they never tracked it before.
Yeah, well,
and now they're getting set up.
Yeah, and they have not started fighting that.
Okay,
that
was
okay,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
no, yeah. It's free. It's free.
Wait, you don't even need a visa to go to Rocky?
No, no, nothing.
What are they doing to San Carlos? It doesn't make any
no,
sense.
Well, right. I mean, I don't know. It's mainland. It's mainland.
Yeah.
Baja doesn't
even
mm-hmm.
No.
Okay, mainland.
So, mainland,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
They don't.
The Rocky
Point's
not mainland?
No.
Right in the middle of the bay there.
No.
It's nice, isn't it?
I'm never going to understand.
Yeah.
I've been here 17 years. I still don't understand it.
Because you guys live here, and there's where they have your records, and they send your records from here to Hermosillo.
It sounds like, is that something they may in the future do here in Guaymas?
Yes. Right now they don't have the machine to do the card. Yes, yes. Uh-huh. But right now they don't have the technology and here in Guaymas to do it. They only send those to like the big cities. Hermosillo, Mexico City, Monterrey.
But that's for the permanent status.
That's for the permanent status. 2, 3, or 4 years, they still get it in here, in Guaymas.
Mm-hmm. But it sounds to me like the intention is to be able to handle with this stuff.
Yes. They don't have it yet. Maybe, maybe not. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or all the laws will change. Mm-hmm.
We do not know. So.
I realize I'm allowed now. I'm kind of making one comment.
Sure. Go ahead, Chester.
My comment is, get... Hire her or someone of her equivalent to help you.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Let's give you a round of applause because we're coming to the end. The car is getting loud and leaving.
Leave your card.
You have to keep it online to see what we've been reading. We want to read it in that so that when we want things to be between it, we hear it.
We still have one more coming.
Oh, yeah, yeah, there's one other.
There is a bunch of stuff in here. This is the info that I need in case that you want to do it with me. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you put your phone number in
yes,
there?
Yes, everything is in there. And this
I'm
is the first
really
time.
Fine,
I know, I know. Thank you, Chester.
Do we have one more of those down here?
Oh, sure.
The
which
last
one?
The last one you have there.
Oh, they have it over there.
Oh, okay.
This one is different. I don't have any in here that they want to come on. They want to work in here.
Oh, that, you know, that's one last question. If you're a permanent resident,
mm-hmm.
does that affect any ability to have a job down here?
No.
I like, do you have more rights of getting a job, or do you...
If you want to. They don't have any more?
Like a work permit. Can you get a work permit with permanent?
Yeah.
They used to have two types of FM2s. Now they just have one.
They only have one.
They only have one, but it could be lucrativa or no lucrativa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They could be with for working here or not working here.
Yeah.
But does that mean, like, if I've got one that says that I can't work here, like I own property, I live here all the time, mm-hmm. now I want to go get a job, what happens?
We should change it. We should change the status.
So I could go work for anybody,
mm-hmm.
and I have to go to immigration and say I'm working now, and so they just change my status?
We prefer you not go and say in there, I'm working now. You say, I want to work here.
But it sounds like if you've already got temporary or permanent status,
mm-hmm.
then you're very quickly able to work. You can.
That's right.
You just go ask or tell them. What's that? They update your file. That's what
it
sounds
that's
like.
That's what it is. To prove they want it.
What's determined to get on the back of a sheet where you had a 1, 2, 3, 4 on the back?
Prorroga. 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 Prorroga.
Oh, it's on the
back.
This word actually means visa or does it mean...
Prorroga?
What does that mean?
Prorroga, I mean term. It means renewal.
Oh,
renewal number one. Renewal number two.
Yeah.
Okay. Bree's like, I'm done. You were just going to do it for me.
We have a couple of questions about just the tourist program. We're leaving,
mm-hmm.
and we haven't used our whole 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Do we stop somewhere and turn it in? And I'm not understanding about that. What if I don't go that way?
It doesn't matter. You have paid for it, right?
I have
there's
a little visa.
Uh-huh.
Would it be my benefit to turn it in because we haven't used the whole 6 months and we're planning to come back in 2013? So it might.
Mm-hmm. It might be.
I mean?
It might be
yeah.
good if you turn it in.
You turn it in.
Yes.
Uh huh. Especially. I'm sorry. I don't mean.
And
that,
just, you know, she. Take a little pick who you're turning it in, where you're turning it in, and the time you're turning it in. So that you will have some kind of knowledge when you get it.
Yeah, because
we had a question earlier.
Do I have to stay out for, there was something about a calendar year, mm-hmm. and there was something about a 6 months out. Mm-hmm. So let's say that I leave here in March, mm-hmm. and I want to come back in September.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I haven't used all of my 6 months.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I've only been here since January. Should I turn that in so that I get
coming,
credit?
Are you coming back within that 6 month period?
Almost. We think. Maybe.
Well, it seems like to be on the safe side, you turn it in.
But you get your passport stamped at the American Club.
No.
At 21 or at
whatever port of entry, yes. Yeah. Just to get it stamped that you left.
So you gotta go stand in line like you get a new one.
There is a spot.
Yeah.
We will see it somewhere
along. Oh yeah.
That's a good question. Yuya.
Yes.
Do you know specifically where would you turn it in? Specifically,
like you'd stand in line to get a new visa.
That's where. That's in
place.
It's the same place.
Maybe you go on a different
way.
It's
always
coming
in. There's a place to park on the other side. Walk across.
So you leave your vehicle on this side and you walk over to the other side.
Either way, or you walk to the parking lot.
That's
nice. Yeah. It's easier to go to the parking lot.
Say it first of all. Sometimes I'll tell you how we got here.
I have a question. Yes. When we came down, we work here on the thing. They didn't stamp my passport coming in.
Uh-huh.
I said, stamp because you don't need it.
Uh-huh.
You don't need them to stamp you coming in?
Not really.
And without going out, you need them to stamp you or not?
Not really, neither. It's just in case. You are in the computer, right, with your name.
They also hand you a piece of paper. That's what matters next. In fact, if you think about this logically, Mexico doesn't care about you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's for the U.S. You coming and going, those markings in that passport are all about you being a U.S. citizen. Have very little to do with Mexico's relationship with you. Mexico's relationship with you is that visa.
I just am wondering, what's the point of the stamp?
I don't know. No point. They do not accept mine when I'm going up to the space.
Well, that's what she's saying as far as what question is. Is purposely get your passport on the way out so you have a record. In an ideal world, and still in Mexico, you see a bunch of people using a computer, a cash register, a calculator,
to
make sure that they've got boarding records and transactions. You want to take the same approach.
Yeah, I mean, if he doesn't have a truck on his name, he needs to have a truck.
I may not be able to answer your question, but I'll try. So this is a case of a renewal period of 2 years. Yes, number two. Oh, this is on the back of the
card.
So you look for this one thing on your card.
Okay.
Oh,
you have it just in mind.
Thank you for having it. If it has number one, this is number two. And this would be for 3 years. Maybe you need to ask her.
What is that? Are you confused with something?
I'm confused. I understand. This says 1 year. This is something number two.
Well, this has been the San Carlos Computer Club. We've broken off into complete chaos, and I'm sure nobody out there can understand what we're talking about. So I'm going to sign off. This is Scott Stimson with the San Carlos Computer Club. We meet every Tuesday from 9:15 to 10:15.
Okay, thank you.
Yuya has been our second guest speaker. Okay. Mary came and just hit me.
I meant to take her on up there.
There you go. She's graciously joined us so that she would answer our immigration status questions. We're very happy to have her.
If you happen to have missed this, you can always catch it on our podcast. We'll have it on the website, sccclub.org, so you refer back to this. We meet every Tuesday here at Tequila's. If you're in San Carlos, you should come check out Tequila's. They're very gracious. They give us free Wi-Fi and cater to our needs while we're here. People get here at about 8:30 in the morning and do breakfast with them before we have our meeting. So if you're looking for breakfast and come into the computer club, get here early and have breakfast with the rest of the group. Like I said, this is Scott, and I'm signing off, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Adios.